Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, who was, who is, and who is to come. Amen. The word of God we consider comes from the Old Testament lesson from Micah. Probably most of you have never heard anything of a sermon about Micah. And actually, it's not about Micah today. It's about what Micah says to us about our relationship with God. And in reality, everything in our world is about relationships, isn't it? How we relate with one another, how we relate to the community in which we live, how we relate within our family. It's all about those relationships, but the most important one is our relationship with our gracious and merciful God. And that's why Trinity Lutheran Church and School exists. It exists because we are seeking to assist one another in our growing relationship with a gracious and merciful God who has loved us with an everlasting love. What's better than that? For almost 65 years, this school has been in place here. And it's produced hundreds, literally thousands of students. For 167 years, this congregation has been in place here. Just think of how many people have come through these doors. And what we were really worried and concerned about is how do we help to build the relationship with children and adults with our Lord? When we think about that, there's nothing that can please God more than the faithfulness of a congregation in doing those things. If you looked at your bulletin covers this morning, the drawings on there. There are two different drawings, right? Both done by young people in our congregation here, young people in our school. When I looked at those drawings and I saw the young people that drew those drawings, an amazing thing was there. Alex? And I don't know, is Savannah here? No, I don't think she is. These two children, one in the eighth grade, and Savannah is first grade, has something in common. They have a relationship. Their mothers went to school here. They were students in this school. Years later, now those mothers' daughters are here. And over those years, think of all the relationships like that that have been established. It touched me especially with little Savannah because both her mom and Alex's mom have long relationships with one of my sons, all the way back to kindergarten with Mrs. Us. Thanks be to God. So, when you think about that, and you trace that back, not just within our school, but you trace that back to our Sunday school, think of how many children who have gone through this church and this school, their relationship with the Lord was begun in early Sunday school with Mrs. Mill or Miss Wicks. Old names, right? Great people. And what they were concerned about was the relationship that these children had with the Lord, a Jesus, who's the Savior of all mankind. And so, as we think about those relationships and we give thanks to them, to God for that, and we think about the hundreds of teachers and aides in our school and the hundreds, perhaps thousands of Sunday school teachers who have touched the lives of children over all these years, what was it about? It was about relationships. Some of you that had some of those precious teachers, think about that, right? What did they do for you? They let Jesus shine through them and into your lives. And that's what our mission and ministry here is all about. It's about that relationship. And so the question that Micah really asks the people is, How are things between you and God? What's going on in your own personal relationship with God? And what's going on in the relationship that we as the Church of Jesus Christ have with God? Because that is God's basic concern about us. Even if we don't think about it, he thinks about us. Why? Because we're his precious children. It's kind of like a parent or a grandparent thinking about their children. Joyce, you ever think about your children or grandchildren? Once in a while, right? To be surrounded by them the other night was an amazing thing. And in our lives, we've got a God who cares enough. And so Micah asks the question for us, what have you done to God? What have we done to God in our own personal lives? Have we made God a priority? We say that in the commandment, we shall have no other gods. But we keep building up new gods, don't we? But there is one God who has come for you. One God who has embraced you. One God who lifts the burden of your sin and says, you're forgiven. That's what God has done for you. And as Micah was approaching the people in the Old Testament, he was saying, hey, you know what God has done for you? Do you remember it? Do you remember how he took you out of slavery? Do you remember how he built you a nation? Do you remember how God was there for you at every step of the journey? And how for a little while, we accepted that, and then what? We did everything the way we wanted to do it. But God stood there, steadfast for us. And so the prophet ultimately then says, what should you do for God? And the last verse of that Old Testament reading says to us what we should do. Do justice. Justice in the world in which God has placed us. What does it take to do that? It takes to build the relationships with the people of God. Because just in case you haven't noticed it, we don't always agree on everything, do we? Doesn't mean that I'm always right and you're always wrong. Doesn't mean that I'm always wrong and you're always right. But what it does mean is to engage one another with the loving, forgiving grace of God that God has bestowed upon us. He says, love kindness. Go out of our way to assist one another in every task of life that needs to be accomplished. And he puts that right before us as we deal with one another day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. Isn't that what he challenges you teachers with? You're sprinkled all over here. Because, of course, all of your children always do exactly what you want them to do, right? Not quite. And yet, God says, love those children. God says that to us about one another, even in our differences. We have a commonality in Christ. And finally, he says to us, the way that this happens is by us walking humbly with God. Humble yourselves before God. In a sense, we will do that in just a few minutes when we come to the table of the Lord. We get on our knees if we're able to do that. And we humble ourselves to receive what God has offered to us, the very precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. And in humble obedience, we come there. And then we leave that altar fully assured, as we have heard our sins are forgiven, fully assured that they're gone. And then he says, go live for the Savior. Live your life day in and day out, reflecting that love of Jesus, just as Betsy said to the children. Go reflecting what God has done for you, how he's forgiven you, and restored you, and redeemed you, and empowered you to be a wonderful force of mercy, love, care, and forgiveness in a world that needs it so badly. So Micah challenged the people of the Old Testament, and I challenge you today to walk in that way. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. And the way you can do it is letting Jesus be your rock. Kids from school, that's what you did this week, right? Let Jesus be your rock. I love the little thing you gave to them, teachers, about putting this under their pillow to remember to talk to Jesus all the time. And so humble yourself, people of God. Humble yourself and seek the Lord's guidance and direction day by day for His grace and in thanksgiving for His glory. Amen. May the peace of God then, which passes our human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. I'd ask the faculty and staff of our school to come forward. Ms. Mazza, I'd like you right in the middle. Like you all to circle around, Miss Mazza, Tammy, right here. You got to be close to the old pastor. All right, you can come close. Squeeze her in, folks. Get closer. It's okay. Get closer to her. Put out your hands. We pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, You have surrounded each of us with people who have made a difference in our lives. You have granted to us teachers who have loved and cared for your children. You have given each of them unique gifts and graces in their life. We thank and praise you for all of these teachers and staff people, for they are precious to you and they are precious to us. We thank you for the children that you have given to them to guide and direct. And we ask your continued blessing upon the children, their families, our school, our staff and teachers, our congregation, as we continue to seek to have everyone come to know the love of Jesus. Today, as this staff has gathered, O Lord, to rededicate themselves at the foot of your cross, we also give thanks to you for the gift of Miss Tammy Mazza, as she now undertakes this new chapter in her life of service as the principal of our school. We pray your special blessing upon her. Give her wisdom and understanding. Give her counsel and might. Let her walk humbly with you as she walks humbly with her staff. Guide and direct each of the staff members to continue to grow in their faith and love for you, as you have first loved them. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We rededicate this staff to your glory in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's great to work with you. God bless and keep you as we move forward in faith, trusting in the power and the presence of God. Amen. You may return to your seats. Thank you. You can give all of them a great big hand.